Grossest.
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 On set? Oh, man.
I fucked outside, like, in Florida.
Porn is gross. I'm sorry. But, like, it's really fun and really silly and sometimes really, like, intense to be in. But there are times where, like, you know, gross stuff happens in real sex. I'm sure you know if you're a sex haver. And we just edit all that shit out.
Porn is kind of just gross. There's so much bodily stuff going everywhere, swapping in all sorts of places. What would be gross to a normal person is probably not gross to me.
I did a live BDSM show. He was like, do you want to do the dog food challenge or some, I don't know what he called it, or the secret can challenge, something. So he went to the store and bought a bunch of canned food, including dog food. Removed all the labels. All the cans kind of looked different, so I tried to guess what they were based on, like, if they had a pop top or, like, whatever. And I chose, let me count, I think I chose 3, and there was like 10, and there was fruit, there was beans, there was olives, tomatoes, dog food, you name it. So I chose 3, and I was like, that one has like a flip top, so it's probably fruit, which might help me. This one's a screw off, I've never seen that can before. Those 3. And I was like in stocks on my knees, and I was, I think I was gagged too, so I was like, huh. Like trying to like point with my nose. And then they put it all in a blender. So what I ended up with was like some organic dog food, but he didn't drain the liquid out. So it was dog food sausages in liquid, black olives in liquid, didn't drain them, and diced tomatoes. So at least they were all savory. He dumped them all in a blender, blended it up, and put it in a cup with a straw because there was like a little plate beneath my head so I could like, and he wanted me to drink all of it. And I had a little bit, and he told me, I think, as he was opening it, what it was. He was like, oh, this one's the dog food sausages. And I had a few sips, and then I had a few more sips. And he's like yelling at me and degrading me and telling me I have to finish it. I got like half an inch down the cup, and it was a full cup. And then I think I puked into it a little bit. I kept drinking it. I mean, that was that. I like couldn't. I was crying already. I was like puking. I was like, I can't do it. Like I tried so hard. I wanted to make him proud. I was already in subspace and wanted to finish it, and I couldn't do it. The rest of the day, they were handing me a water cup with the same straw, and it felt the same in my mouth. And I would put the straw in my mouth, and I'd be like, ugh. Nope. And so they would have to like take the, especially if I was like in bondage or anything, even the rest of the day when I was done working and it was over and I was out of that headspace, I would have to screw the lid off my sippy cup and drink it out of the cup because I could not use the straw, because every time I put that straw in my mouth, I thought it was going to be dog food.
I think the grossest thing that I've ever experienced on set was definitely just licking cum off the floor. Like, I would never, in a million years, would have thought of licking the floor under any circumstance. So sometimes you have the guy that comes in you and then the cum falls in the floor.
Nothing gross to me, because I mean, you know, if girls are on their period, I'm a girl, that doesn't matter. Maybe gross to them, probably. That might be gross to some people though, because I know some guys and girls don't want to go down on the girls who are on their period, but I think it's kind of hot, you know?
I've seen like dick cheese before. A guy was just like doing this and the girl was licking his balls underneath, and like all of a sudden something like fell out of his dick.
When a girl squirted on me, and it was definitely pee because it was all yellow, and it went straight into my mouth. And you trying to still be sexy on the camera, like, ah, yeah, give me more.
I got a colonic and I got myself all cleaned out because I had to take a lot of piss in my ass, and we were doing this for a custom video. I took, I think, 2 quarts of piss in my ass. It was a week's worth of piss collected. And then there was more piss going into my ass straight from a human, and also in my mouth and on top of my head and my hair and on the floor next to me. And even if you're completely clean, piss is a laxative because of the salt content in it. So first quart goes in, my stomach like hurts a little bit. I think everything's fine. The second quart goes in, I'm like, God, that's a lot of piss in my ass. And then I just start like shitting like uncontrollably. And thank God there was a bucket right there. But we just had to keep like mopping the floor and keep going because we were like halfway through the scene. But we got through it, and then like I'm getting fucked with like my face like smushed into the concrete with like my poopy pee water down below me, and then like the whole side of my face was like broken out so bad afterwards. I would do it again though.
This girl kept farting in my face and I thought, oh, first time it's an accident, it's fine. It was like in an orgy scene too. And then the second time I was like, oh, that's kind of rude. And then the third time I was like, all right, girl, what the fuck?
Probably some of the grossest other than cum eating would just be like accidents with anal play, with people not being clean. I think that's probably everyone's answer. But yeah, having a dirty butt.
This is my first time for certain director shooting. And I was really bummed because my butt wouldn't clean. So then I got like poop on a dig. Which I guess is not even that disgusting, but to me, like, it had never happened, so it really freaked me out, and I was grossed out. But other than that, besides, you know, dealing with sometimes smelly vaginas, I feel like that I would consider my grossest.
I peg dudes, and, like, they do their best to clean out sometimes, but sometimes you're, like, in mid-peg, and there's, like, a little slurm of, like, luby slurm. I don't know, want to name it anything else. And, like, you just gotta, like, wipe it off.
I was working with an ex-girlfriend and I pulled out a butt plug and it was just like liquid. I was like, oh, sweetheart, you need to go clean.
I was working for a girlfriend of mine at her dungeon in Hollywood, and we were shooting a bunch of stuff, and she didn't tell me beforehand, but she told me I had a poop scene to do. And I was like, girlfriend, Mistress Mommy does not do the poop scenes. And she's like, it's okay, we've got a poop double for you. I'm like, what? So they like pull out and do a long shot, you know, and then they cut and then they put somebody else in and they go on a close up, and then this other person takes a shit for me and then cut and then goes back to like a long shot, and it makes it look like I did the pooping. So, I don't know how many other people on this planet can say that they've had a poop double, but I've had a poop double. And that's just fucking nasty.
I worked with a director, and he was the male talent, and I puked on his dick, and then he wanted me to, like, keep shooting, so I was not very thrilled with that.
So, I was doing this anal scene with this one girl, and she did the arrogant thing of telling me, yeah, I totally clean it, I'm a professional, I've been in this for years. And I'm like, cool. She's like, yeah, you know what, I actually ate right before this. And I'm like, all right. Little I know, she has some seafood, so, you know, you can guess where this is going. I'm just gonna do, I got pooped on, but it wasn't like a solid chunk or anything, it was like liquid. And it was just like I pulled out and it was sprayed on me. And I've helped raise kids, so I've had to deal with that body, so I wasn't like freaked out by it. But it was like the ejection, the immediacy of me just being like boom to boom. It was almost like, and she's sitting there and she's embarrassed and she's about to cry, and I'm like, please don't cry, your makeup's gonna run, and this is not that kind of scene. Wave your hand. I'm gonna go take a shower. We're gonna hit some baby wipes. Like, we're gonna keep doing this. And I was like, oh, sweet Jesus. Like, I hope she doesn't put this video out, because all you're gonna see is like me pulling out, thinking there's gonna be a gape, and there's gonna be a hard cut. And everybody's gonna wonder, what the fuck happened there? And you could almost piece together in your mind, like, why did they cut? Oh, she pooped on it. And unless you're that kind of guy.
It was a four-way on a blanket. And I was doing my sex scene while the couple next to me was doing theirs. Well, my sex scene kind of, you know, stopped. We finished our scene, we were done. Well, the other two were still at it. And the male talent was doing anal on the female talent. And I was like right in there. Private areas, you know, I'm like right in there, like kind of telling him, hey, do this, do that, like getting them all going and stuff. And as he pulled his cock out of her ass, there was something on his cock. I don't know what it was. It was not shit. I know you're probably thinking, oh, she shit. No, it was not. It was something else. It kind of looked like spinach linguine, and it was about this long, and it was kind of rubbery. From what I saw, I only saw it for a couple seconds, but I watched it come out her ass and I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, it was fucked up.
And what happened was, and this is a no-no, and I'm surprised that this had actually happened on set, but you never go from the back door to the front door because it's just not healthy. Well, I guess in their heat of passion, after he pulled his cock out of her ass, he put it into her pussy with the linguine thing stuck to it. So he's fucking her, and then, of course, you know, he's ready to come, so he pulls his cock out. It disappeared! The linguine was gone! It ended up somewhere in her pussy.
Technically, it's not a scene because it'll never come out because it didn't really happen, but it was supposed to be like a boy, girl, girl. And I'm not gonna drop any names because, yeah. The girl, like, when I showed up, was like obviously already having a fucking day, and she didn't want to do, she didn't want to do none of that, like prepare herself, which, okay, whatever, to each their own. When I went to like go spread her butt cheeks, it's not like there was a little speck of poop or something, but there was like a little gooey green thing in her butthole. And I was just very like not feeling that, so I just kind of licked her butt cheek. I think that's probably like the grossest thing I've experienced so far.
I did a gay threesome where we had a pie fight first. Like, we pied the bottom with a bunch of pies, which doesn't sound that gross, but we're talking cherry pie, chocolate pie, right? So it's like crusty and brown and then red and kind of bleh. And then we put whipped cream on our dicks and fucked them in the ass, right? So imagine like a big round bubbly butt, but it's like hairy because it's a man butt, and it's got chocolate pie and like crust and stuff and cherry pie, like kind of chunks of that oozing, and trying to stay hard while you're doing some of the butt. And the whipped cream on the dick thing is important because if you put whipped cream in your butt, you get really hyper. A lot of people don't know that, but it's like mainlining sugar, you know? So this dude, this poor guy, man, I told him, I was like, guys, we shouldn't be like fucking with whipped cream. He's gonna like have a sugar thing. And no one listened to me, no one ever listens to me. So, and he was like running up the walls after, and he's got like cake all over him and stuff. And it was gross, but we did it, we came.
Probably the first fetish video I did that was more non-sexual, where I had to eat like two pies within 30 seconds, and then I threw up, and then she's like, will you eat it now? And it was the first one I did, so I was like, I guess I gotta do it, and then ate my own throw up.
I have a pretty high gross out tolerance. The grossest experience I've ever had on a porn set, I wasn't in this porn, I was working the camera in this porn, but it was for an Easter themed shoot, and we stuffed a bunch of marshmallow peeps in this girl's mouth, and then gagged her until she vomited multicolored marshmallow peeps and like candy bars all over her. It was pastel and chocolate and vomit and gross. They did stuff where they like rubbed her face in it. Like it was really like extreme bondage. So it was really fun.
I had to pull a butt plug out of a girl's butt while we were in the 69 position. And it was like one of those where like she kept asking for lube and the director kept asking for like, all right, now stick it in, pull it out, stick it in, pull it out, stick it in, pull it out. And then like, just one time, like her butt really gripped onto the butt plug, and like I knew what was coming as soon as I pulled it out, and the director's like, "And pull it out," and she pooped all over my chest.
I did an anal scene once when I was doing my prepping and cleaning out and enema stuff beforehand. I had one of those anal dilators in there, which if you don't know what it is, it's a butt plug that doesn't have like a curved base. And it's hollow, and it's just meant for holding your butthole open instead of it going around a toy and closing up at the little base thing. And there's a hole in the tip. I don't know why. I have no idea. But I was doing my makeup while I had one in, and the person I was shooting for knocked on the door and asked if he could take Polaroids of me. I was like, yeah. So I'm posing for these Polaroids, and enema water just falls out everywhere, and I'm having to hold my pose. I felt shame. I had to like sit there in my own enema water.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not a good question for porn stars, I feel like, because nothing's gross.